Good morning, Patriots. For some of you, the second time around. This is awesome. So right off the top, Mike Lindell is probably one of the biggest targets of the left in our nation right now as far as a company, business, and man who stands for Christ and has fought this fight like no other Patriots CEO in our history. He is literally using every resource he can through his company to fund this revolution and fight for truth, literally selling pick pillows and slippers, and he's doing it successfully. He gives an enormous amount of money back to causes. MyPillow has contributed over $70,000 to Bard's Fest, and that's just incredible. And Mike will be speaking on the 27th of August at Bard's Fest, both at the Powerplex family event side and at the indoor arena. So, Patriots, we need to support MyPillow. And so MyPillow has an enormous range of products for your home. They're fantastic. Our big thing for Friday the 27th is a slipper revolution. So make sure you have a pair of my slippers. And even if you're not going to attend Bard's Fest, get a pair of my slippers. Use the Bard's code, B-A-R-D-S, when you go over to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Bard's code, B-A-R-D-S. If you need to talk to a human being and you don't like shopping on the web, then call 800-975-2939. That's the Patriot Counseling number, where you're going to find all sorts of love for your lack of sleep problems. You call them up, you say, I can't sleep well. They're going to say, we got you covered. You're going to say, what's your Bard's code? They're going to say, what's your promo code? You're going to say Bard's, B-A-R-D-S, and they're going to say, listen to us. We're going to counsel you to a better night's sleep. This is how you're going to do it. You're going to buy a pillow. You're going to buy some sheets. You're going to buy a comforter. You're going to get some slippers. Might even get a robe. And if your dog's having trouble sleeping, you're going to get a doggy bed. It's real easy. And with that, your whole family is going to be happy, including your puppy. You're going to curl up on a MyPillow doggy bed, and you're going to be so happy and so curled up, and everybody's going to sleep soundly through the night, and never again will you need medications to get you through it. All because you spend a little bit of money with MyPillow, do a one-time investment, call the counseling number, and there you got it. So get on over to MyPillow.com, use the Bard's code B-A-R-D-S, support one of the great companies in America, one of the great companies in our history that has fought for our nation like no other, and at the same time support the counter-revolution, which is what we're doing. Bard's Fest, 29th, 26th or the 29th of August. Family Arena tickets on sale. Head on over to thebardsfest.com. The other tickets for the Powerplex family event, they'll be back available on Saturday. Two events, two locations, two different venues. Fantastic. So get on over, get your tickets for the Family Arena, and shift, and then this weekend you can pick up your tickets to the outdoor event. Here's the deal, Patriots, and I'm really serious. Buy your tickets for the Family Arena, okay? Get everybody to buy them there. The Outdoor Festival, those tickets are a donation-only type ticket. So if you buy one, you say, oh, I can't afford the other, get them both. Once those tickets become available, get them both. And that's a simple relationship. So get on over to the, we'll talk about that today, but that's really the way to look at it. Buy one ticket, get two tickets. That's just that simple. So those tickets will become available this weekend for the outdoor. I call it the outdoor. It's not really. It's the Powerplex. It's the festival family event, right? It's the Patriot celebration space, and then you've got the arena. So buy the arena tickets and then get the other tickets there. Just get on over. It's a donation based only for the outdoors festival, so it's pretty fantastic. So those tickets are available now. The drive-in tickets will be available later this weekend once we get reset. And then as well, make sure you open up an account on CloutHub, clouthub.com. Great, great platform for Patriots. They're growing. We need to push as many people over there as possible. They have been working with, they've been looking at doing supporting President Trump in bigger ways too. So this is really a hub that I'm fairly comfortable with. I think it's going to be great. And we're going to be moving over there and live streaming there very shortly as well. Our nation is at the same point that we were in 1776. I would argue that they were probably in a better position in 1776, not because they had more money, but they had more awareness and a more understanding of what the real threat of tyranny was. America fell asleep over many years and over the 245 plus years we've been around, and it has, in so doing, forgotten its origins, forgotten what it was that tyranny really is. We've moved from a place where being American was to be suspicious of government, Hence the reason the Declaration of Independence established that God above all things would establish our unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those rights would never be taken, could never be infringed upon, except if we gave them away. In the early American period, people suspected government. They never trusted government. In the modern American era, people trust government so much that if you dare question government, you become a terrorist. This is the inversion that's happened very strategically, and we've moved from a sea of a mass of patriots to a mass of dumb shits, another way to say it. And it's time that we start to wake up. We have on the bottom line the future of our nation. And our future of our nation is being systematically destroyed by people that are willfully accepting the will of the government and not questioning. They're not using their head for anything other than a pillow to sit on. Our job and our responsibility is far above just the nation. And I think this is a part that is an important component to understand. We are at war, and it's hard for Americans to appreciate this war because there's no bullets flying and you don't have people in uniform marching down your street. Though I would argue if that did happen, we'd be in the same place. And really what it is people talk about those things as if, well, I would understand war better. No, they would be just as scared and just as compliant to the tyranny because they don't have a backbone to stand up. It always sounds glorious that grass is greener on the other side of the fence. But trust me, when bullets start to fly, people fall apart. They don't get more courageous, they get less. Unless you have the will to fight. And right now, we have to have that will to fight. And even though this is an information war and a spiritual war, it doesn't change the dedication, the focus, and the commitment and conviction that we have towards fighting tyranny. Tyranny is tyranny in any form, and whatever form it's using. This tyranny is horrific because it's using the mechanisms of control of information and terror and fear that they're putting in people, and they're pushing people into a place where they are willfully accepting an inoculation that is designed to destroy their bodies and slowly kill them. It'd be a lot easier if they gave an inoculation and people just dropped dead. That isn't what they're doing. They're giving you an inoculation that has random effects across different people. Whether it's the nurse the other day that had her legs cut off and now they have to amputate her hands. Whether it's the guys that they just reported the other day that now have swelling boils on their face. Whether it's the people that now have heart problems, the youth and adults alike. Whether it's those that are losing memory and cognitive function because spike proteins are penetrating the blood-brain barrier and they're now causing an early set-on of Alzheimer's or dementia. Whether it's liver problems, skin problems, tremors, energy level problems because they can't, this thing is affecting every aspect of their body. This injection was designed to maim, not just to kill. And it will kill over time because it will degrade people's health. It is one of the worst possible weapons ever deployed because it was designed to maim and to have those that gave it relish in the pain and suffering of an entire society as they watch it slowly die off and laugh at it all the way to the bank. This whole thing leads to things like having to do organ transplant. And they're already queued up and ready to do that. They're going to start offering all sorts of new hearts and new livers and new everything that they've been growing and 3D printing and all this. They've created a whole new industry by destroying the human body and then offering the solution. That's how they work. And this is the fight we face. And in so doing, they're trying to undercut the entire base of the society. They've gone after the military. They've gone after the medical institution. They've pushed a pandemic, which politicians have jumped on board with, some because they're stupid and they didn't pay attention to anything and they're more worried about their votes than anything else. Others because they've been bought off by the pharmaceutical industry. Any politician that pushes the vax at this point in time has no excuse. And that means everybody. And anybody that's not coming out strong against it and saying stop taking it, they've got nothing to say. They have no game at all and no leadership in this nation. You have to be strong in these positions, and hence the reason that they're coming back so hard at us every time we speak up about it, because they know damn well what the intention is. It's not about saving people. It's about destroying a nation. It goes right back to the Weatherman's principle back in the 60s, that they felt it was justifiable to destroy 20 to 30 million people in this country to get their will and make their new future communist society. they understood very well what that core group is that they had to go after. And that core group was the Patriot group. But unfortunately, this injection is not working quite that well. The core group that accepted it the most were the willful idiots out here that have bowed their head and bowed their knee to a tyranny and worshiped a system rather than God. But this is war. And we have to get into our headset of what war means. War means that there's casualties, sadly. War means that there's pain and suffering, always. And we didn't ask for this war, but this war was delivered to us. And so we can't cow down or bow down to this war. We have to stand up boldly and face it and crush it, because there's an evil engine running behind it. And what's at stake, literally, are innocent lives in this country. I have little empathy for those that have refused to listen to the facts. I have a lot of empathy for those that had no access to the facts, that were persuaded by the doctors and the medical community and the information warfare upon them, like the elderly or the innocent children that were forced within this, that were blindsided by either ridiculously stupid parents or a system that coaxed them away from their parents and allowed them to be injected. There is evil like we have never seen, and it is alive and well today. But one of the things we have to keep in mind in this fight is where our true loyalties sit. And people are getting confused in this. In particular, soldiers are running into this confusion. And the confusion is this: are we loyal to God first and our Constitution there second? Or are we loyal to a system of governance and the perception of loyalty to a nation and loyalty to a uniform? These are things that are very important to discern at this point in time, because the wheat and the chaff are being separated right now. For those that are loyal to God first and to a Constitution second, there is no uniform. There is an understanding of something they can never take from your heart, they can never take from you, and there should be a fighting spirit within that that is indomitable. You can overcome anything. It is literally David to Goliath. It is literally standing in the gap. It is literally leading Joshua's army around Jericho. It is that sort of strength that we face. It's the strength of Esther that understands that no matter what has to be done, there is a singular mission that it is to save her people, even if it takes her life. That's the sort of commitment we're talking about from the patriots that prioritize their life correctly. And I do say what I just said exactly. To me, there's not a question of how you prioritize, and it's not up for debate. God comes first. Your family's right in there, but when we're in this particular fight, if we don't get God first and save this nation, our families become vulnerable. So it's not a matter of whether we worship our family under God. That's true. They're your responsibility, but we have to get this country reset on the foundation of God, and we have to reclaim this foundation of this nation under the Constitution as it was intended, in order to ensure the safety and prosperity of our family and future generations we have not even considered yet. But God comes first. For those soldiers right now that are struggling with an idea of what to do with this coming and looming mandate of an injection within DOD, you have hard decisions now to make. And they're very hard decisions, and you're going to have to make them. When you signed the contract, unfortunately, you gave your life to a federal government, a corporate state, and not to the republic. Unfortunately, most don't realize that, but that's the truth. And now these soldiers are owned by the corporate republic. The question you have to ask yourself is, what are you loyal to? Are you loyal to the corporate state of America, or are you loyal to, first and foremost, as our Declaration of Independence points out, are you loyal to the unalienable rights that are God-given? That means your loyalty first goes to our Creator. And when you do that first, and then you prioritize your second loyalty, which is to the Constitution, which means your loyalty is to this country and to the people, not to the government. When you do that, your loyalty ceases to be a loyalty to a uniform. And this is the problem that soldiers are now facing, is they see their loyalty too often to a uniform. Your uniform at this point in time means nothing. What is only critical is if your nation is going to survive. So above all things, our loyalty goes to God. But our defense and protection has to be to this nation as well, because God gave us this land. It is a blessed land. It is the only nation in the history of mankind where God was put on the throne above all things first. And then the only nation in the history of mankind where religious liberty was guaranteed through the inalienable rights given to us. And the only nation known in humankind where the people were put first right under God. Not governance, not kings, not tyrants, not family bloodlines, but people were put right under God. And the only nation in the history of mankind where government was put subordinate to the people. That in that order, God, people, government. That's mapped out in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and in 85 Federalist Papers. It's right there. What we have witnessed over time is the inversion of all of this to where the government now sees itself in the throne of God. People are now being told that they must be subordinate to government's will, and God has been buried somewhere off to the side in a trench. And a large percentage of this people walking out here have done and accepted just that. We have to change that, and that's at the core of our very fight. And that means that every soldier, every police officer, every person that's in politics, every person that's still alive and breathing as a patriot in the education system, every lawyer that has a bit of blood and spine of being a patriot, every businessman that has blood and spine of being a patriot, every common citizen that is a common patriot must put this country in its proper stack in order to win this fight. God first and God above all things. Then we fight for the nation. And whatever form that new nation takes, whatever form that new republic takes is acceptable, because what we have to do is reset this nation back to its roots of God, people, government in that order. And that's going to be very hard for certain areas to accomplish. And it's for that reason that in a certain looking of the lay of the land, there may be areas we have to let go to allow to fester and to ultimately to degrade to such a point that there is chaos and destruction brought to you by the great and holy left that sees that you must worship government. At certain points, we have to step back and let it fall and let it burn to the ground, not by our hand, but by theirs. And they'll do a fine job. In fact, they're doing a great job in Chicago. They're doing a great job in Portland. They're doing a great job in San Francisco. They're doing a great job in LA. They're doing a fantastic job in Atlanta, New York. All by their own will, all by their own hand. So this is a moment in time when the nation is completely being reset. And the nation is being challenged to its very core of what we are as a people and what we want as a future. Our founding fathers foresaw the potential of tyranny rising again. Hence that very important concept within the Declaration of Independence that we had not only the right but the duty to overthrow this government. Let me read this phrase. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object and vices, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, meaning the people of the United States, it is their duty, key word, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So my question is always, when we read this, what constitutes a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably to the same object and vices a design to reduce them under absolute despotism? What is absolute despotism? Is absolute despotism an area where you have no more freedom of speech, where they're coming after your guns, where the 10th Amendment and states' rights is being crushed? Is absolute despotism where the entire court system is corrupted, where there is not a single politician anymore that you can really trust, to where the entire political institution is run by people with invisible hands behind the scene, that if you join into the political establishment in one way or another, they're going to blackmail you, they're going to control you. Maybe it's a lure of a special contract. Maybe it's drugging you and waking up with a little boy in your bed with pictures taken and blackmailing you so they can control your family and your life. Maybe it's killing your son. Maybe it's killing your daughter. Maybe it's doing some other horrendous thing to remind you always that if you don't play their game, they will control you or destroy you. The question is, what defines despotism? Is that enough, or do we need more? Do we need to see jackboot troops walking down our street to force people into the street, force them onto the ground and inject them? Do we need to see more police officers beating citizens that are protesting for the love of America and treating them the same way as a violence of Antifa? Do we need to see more police officers that comply to the will of the city-state rather than to the Constitution and enforce laws that are unconstitutional? What is it that will make despotism real in people's hearts? Do we need more full allowance of BLM and Antifa running our streets, burning things down, hitting people, attacking people, and not being charged for any crimes? Or how about the riots within Minneapolis where they burned down a whole section of the city and they consider it as the new normal? What exactly, which is interesting, by the way, that that same area was an area they were trying to establish 5G in so they could buy the property up real cheap. I wonder what that's about. Is despotism a place where Berkshire Hathaway helps move bricks around the country so they can pre-station bricks for riots and the corporate institution overruns the rules of the government and nobody says anything? Or is it maybe despotism where the Clinton machine continually has a death trail unlike anything else and it's not held accountable by people or even the law? What is despotism exactly? My answer is it's here, it's been here, and we've been living with it for so long we can't even see it anymore. This country is in a state of absolute despotism now. We are here. And don't kid yourself. And if you don't think this is tyranny, then you're just being fooled by the illusions that are being put to you by the TV, the news headlines, and a hand puppet they call Joe Biden. This is where we truly are. Despotism is where they start to tell you that you're going to be judged not by who you are as a citizen, meaning your way you work or way you live, but instead you're going to be judged by what color badge you wear. Are you going to wear a yellow badge to identify that you are a vaccinated person? Are you going to carry a vax ID that establishes you as different from the rest of the population? Are you going to believe the nonsense that somehow you as a vaccinated person are better or have deserve more privileges? All because you made a choice to use an injection when other people made a choice to follow a spiritual and healthy way to good health? Are you going to believe the statistics of how many people, millions of people dying from this COVID virus when you haven't seen one person die in your neighborhood or heard of one person die within 1,000 miles of your house? That's despotism, when they control the narrative and they control the way you see and the view in which you have of the world. The question again is, what are you going to accept? Our Declaration of Independence is a founding document. It's a critical part of who we are. In fact, it's referenced in the Federalist Papers. And why that's important is this. Over the years, they've tried to establish that the Declaration of Independence is not part of our founding documents, that it's only the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because it wasn't the formal government that approved the Declaration of Independence. But they're wrong, because it was the ruling government of the time, the Continental Congress, that passed the Declaration of Independence. It was the founding document that set the stage for this entire nation. And as a founding document, it established some very critical truths. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object and vices, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. We are here. And the laws of our country, which give the laws to the people, not the laws to the government, tell us that we have the absolute right to overthrow this government. It is our right, and not only our right, it is our duty. Because this government has violated the most principal tenet of all things in this land. It has rejected God as the foundation and king over all things. The throne sits above us, and right there is the truth. That is our duty to throw off this tyranny. And this tyranny is a tyranny that has removed God from the throne of this blessed land. It is a tyranny that has said to us that we cannot have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness unless we take an injection. I don't read that anywhere in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. Only in laws made by men and only in laws made by a corporate state called the District of Columbia, which has no ruling authority over me, only if I choose to have it. And the hand puppets that work from the D.C. to the states to the local municipalities, those hand puppets to put an allegiance to the corporate entities rather than to their constitution, they are traitors to this republic, period. If you're a police officer, and I respect the blue, but if you're a police officer enforcing acts and laws within a local municipality that run contrary to the constitution, you're a traitor. End of story. And this is the hard line that we must now walk on and face. It is time that we as a people stand up, because God did not give us this land for us to sit on our butt and wait for him to fix it. We the people have an obligation to stand up to face this tyranny and to crush it. We the people have the need and necessity to make it heard, make our position very clear, and it is time for us to be David. David was ruthless and fearless. He stood before Goliath. He looked at Goliath and he made it clear that you will not defame my God anymore. And in the course of events, I will cut your head off and feed it to the birds. Patriots, that's the sort of ferocity that this is going to require. It is the sort of focus and conviction that is going to be demanded if we are truly going to reset this nation. We are at a point right now that no nation has ever recovered from. And this is the question of whether we can succeed. And I don't know. But any nation that becomes this deeply corrupt and rancid has never recovered. But no nation has ever existed like we have, so we could once again become the anomaly. But it's not going to happen unless we become engaged and ferocious in the fight that we have. This corruption is not just in the actual institutions or agencies of this government. It has fallen within the hearts of the people that have been brainwashed to believe that they have only one life, that their worship is to the state, and that their happiness is above all things, the most important thing, nothing else. That brainwashing has been very effective. And the only way through that is to enlighten people into the power and the grace and the glory of God in Christ. As that fight is won, we take back more of this terrain. But that isn't going to happen overnight. And the only way that we can succeed in this fight is if those that with God and Christ in their hearts start assuming the leadership positions across this nation to take back the institutions, to take back the agencies, to take control of their head, and ultimately to turn them on their head so that we start rebuilding this nation from within. To a certain degree, we have to leave what's been done behind. We have to have a hard break, and we can do that. And that may mean that it's done through a number of states that align. It may mean that a region breaks away. We may have to accept that losing the nation has to be done in order to save it. These are the hard choices we have to make, because if we're going to try to save everything, we could lose everything. But in the end of the day, we may have to go back to 13 new colonies or 18 or 17 new colonies. Whatever we choose, we have to be. And we have to be prepared to make those hard choices. It means letting go of some things that we hold dear in order to sacrifice in the short term to gain the long. This is war. And where we are right now, absolutely, we are facing a tyranny across all sectors of government. And we have to assume that there's not any rallying cavalry coming to our aid. This is the process of where we the people stand up and make our stand clear. Every governor in the state, one way or in this country, in one way or another, is compromised. If you have any doubt, look to one of the states that we would always look to be conservative and grounded, and that's Alabama. Alabama has always been one of those strong, southern, quiet, and powerful conservative states, and yet its governor now is pushing for mandated vaccines. They're sold out. Look at Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, who's been fighting for Florida and doing a good fight against the federal government, has now endorsed the injection. Every governor in this state, in this country, has sold its soul. Every leader in one way or another has become part of a political machine that is so deeply corrupted and so many tentacles that there is no way that we can repair that exists. It all has to be removed and reset. And it's going to take a new generation of people convicted to their love of God and their commitment to Christ in this walk to understand what that means. That we must not waver from our position and our foundation of a commitment and dedication to resetting a blessed land on a framework with documents that are truly blessed by the hand of God. The fight ahead is a tough one. But the one thing we have in our hearts is knowing this. We are not of this world. We are operating in this world. And we are operating above all for God in everything we do. Therefore, no matter how we fight, we must fight. And we must fight until the very last breath. And whether we see the visible victory in our time is irrelevant. Our mission is set before us and we are committed to the mission going forward. Mission forward is God's mission. To occupy this land and expand his kingdom. No matter what form of government takes rule over us, it rules not our heart. It rules not who we are. For we are greater than them. We are not of this world, and we continue to fight for the sake of God and the restoration of his kingdom. So, patriots, mission forward. Head up and eyes forward. We have something miraculous to bring, and God's on our side. But this fight won't be easy. Don't fool yourself. But in the end, God will always win. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we've come together. We thank you for the wisdom given to us each and every day, the eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, we know and understand very clearly that the mission forward is a massive project. That no nation has ever survived this level of corruption, and yet we believe it's possible, not because we're greater, but because you've given us greater intensity, greater focus, greater confidence, and a greater love than ever before. Lord, we ask that you'll forgive us for where we are, forgive us for the sins, and forgive us for the negligence in our love for you. We humble ourselves before you and pray to heal this land. And equally, Lord, we ask for the strength to stand in the face of this evil and to crush this evil ruthlessly, to expunge it from this land, to bring again and about your kingdom, your land, where you are worshipped and loved above all things. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. The one thing in all of this, patriots, as we conclude today is this. It is necessary to appreciate that we are not going to reset a nation unless we are committed to the longevity and the constant pursuit of true justice. That means that every person that's been involved in this tyranny, whether willfully or by weakness in their own choices, must be held accountable for their actions. That includes nurses, doctors who are pushing for this injection. That includes teachers who are advocating for injections in youth or mandating face gags for their kids. Every person here must be held accountable for their actions. There is no option. There is no deal. There are no bargains. There is a punishment and crime. There is a crime and there must be a punishment. It's that simple. We must be ruthless in that pursuit. We must be lifelong ruthless in that pursuit. Just as the Nazi hunters have worked until their very death, we must make the same commitment to pursue this justice until our very last breath. And we must pass that on to our children. That once they understand the depths and scopes and magnitude of what was done to us, our children must be given the same fire and breath to never stop pursuing those that were part of this tyranny. That they must know, that they must hear, and our enemy must understand that they will not last this fight, and as we win, all of them and their agents will be held accountable to the laws of this land. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent, always press into the fight. Prayers up, patriots. That's our foundation, our connection, and our substance of what we are as God's children. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. Have a blessed day. I'll see you tonight for Bards FM. Tonight we have Dr. Eric Napudi on with myself talking about the new Expedition coffee, a health coffee unlike anything you've ever seen. I've been using it. It's a great product. Anxious to introduce it to you. I'll see you then. Have a blessed day. Until then, or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. Push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.